We are in a better venue today. We had a very bad experience in our last session, where in Parliament they had to dismiss us literally late in the afternoon of that Tuesday. And expected of us to fiddle around to find another venue, which we had to make use of the Hilton Hotel, which was very disorganizing for our program. Good morning, DDG, Singh, and the team from your department, and also the agency, Lipelle, Northern Water. Sorry. Today we only scheduled to deal with only one item on the agenda, which is submission of annual report from the Lipelle Northern Water Board. We certainly do have apologies. Mr. Magnoni has indeed verbally apologized that in the past 2 weeks he couldn't be with us, and unfortunately his administration and his office couldn't send us or forward us any such an apology. We duly take that apology, Mr. Magnoni. He has been seconded in one ad hoc committee that deals with vacancies in the Gender Commission. So that's what took part of his time. He profusely apologized that he couldn't get any written submission for his apologies. They had their own deadlines that they needed to deal with, as per instruction from Parliament. We did get an invitation to attend the second phase of Warn Leaks project in Durban. But because we have this program today scheduled some 4 weeks or so ago, Madia, or last year sometime? No, I'm talking about this, today's program. The program was sent through to the department last year. And expected of us as the department to accordingly prepare for itself. So that's why we couldn't go to Durban today. The minister subsequently in that regards had to send together with the deputy minister their apologies, precisely because they have such an engagement in Durban. And then Mr. Mguni is off sick. I spoke to him this morning as well. We do have his apology. And also Dr. Volming is also apologizing. And also due to prior engagements, Mr. Gallo is also not making it today. MEC for Cocta from the province, Limpopo, also just cannot make it here. I see we do have some members from Cocta National. knowing whether we do have anybody from the department in the province. Okay, those are the few apologies that we have. Indeed, we are more than four present here. In other words, we do have a third of our members being present. So it means that, therefore, that we certainly do continue with our meeting as scheduled. we certainly are going to have, without waste of time, Mr. Singh, just to take us through with the Lebele and also getting to have a sense of who is here as part of Lebele. Maybe also before we proceed, one of our members has, in the previous meeting, has sent his apologies, Inkosi Cebekhulu. He has a bereavement. His mother is late. She's being buried coming Sunday. In that regard, therefore, we have arranged a bouquet of flowers to send through to the family, and we want to impress upon some of us who can make it. We certainly, as Parliament, do not have any policy that allows us to go there and all what it would take for us to be there and be comfortable. Those of us who can make it will be encouraged to go there. It shall mean, therefore, that you shall have to use your own vouchers. So that's another, sad moment that we have as a committee. And then, of course, we also did get an apology from the CEO of Lebele, whose mother also is late.
A very good morning, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. We are here to represent the department together with our entity, Lebele Northern Water. Myself, Anil Singh, the DDG for Regulation Oversight, and to my left is Shoki Moloto, Raj is Vanesh Pillai, and behind me is Toko Sikwaza, who are in my component within the department. I'll hand over to the Lebele to introduce their delegation, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. We are from the Lebele Northern Water Board. My name is Midiabatu Kenneth Chivase, the chairperson of the board.
If you can speak louder, we cannot hear you, if you don't mind. Thank you.
My name is Midiabatu Prince Kenneth Chivase, the chairperson of the board. And I've got Finance Manager, Ms. Sibongile Valoi, and the General Operation Manager, Mr. Awiwi Neshitahuru. And we are all three. I just want to apologize for other board members. There were confusions among us. Firstly, we did receive an invitation saying that the chairperson, the CFO, and the CEO are supposed to come. Secondly, we receive another invitation that the whole board must avail themselves today. But yes, we have tried to communicate with them, but we find that they are all committed with other private things which they are engaged with. Thank you very much.
The email that was sent was requesting the full board. That is the perhaps the message got to them late, or I'm not sure, but it was clear to all the entities that are appearing that they had to come with the full board, and indeed the ones that we had earlier did come with the full board. But I think it's an apology we can tender to, if there was that confusion.
Mr. Makonda?
Can they exactly explain where the confusion is? Because sitting here, I can't get it. I can't get it, but I don't want to suspect that it's deliberate. Can we, Mr. Singh, and the chair, because the chair is the one who's talking about confusion. But from what he's explaining, I don't hear any confusion. Because they received both invitations. And if the first invitation was talking about the chair, the CA and the other executive, the second one was correcting that. I mean, a logical person would understand that. I don't get it. Can we be explained?
Chair of the board?
That is true. The second one was explaining that the whole board must avail themselves today here. But when we engage them, that okay, please, we have.
When did you hear the
Is it last week? Yeah, I think what happened that our chief executive has already apologized for. His mother is late, so he was preparing for the funeral arrangement. So the email was received by him, and then we only got into the attention of what was sent to his email around late on Wednesday. So on Thursday morning, when we start to make arrangement for the board members to come, and then we inform our chairperson to also engage. That's where we couldn't get them, because they are committed with other private issues. But the confusion was the fact that the invitation that we were aware of when we do the arrangement was only for the chairperson, the deputy chair, the CEO, and the CFO. Thank you.
Any further comments? Mam Kaula?
Ngibonga sihlalo. Ufuna ukubuza ukuthi njengoba ke nathi siyathola lo befanele afike ushonelo omunye womndeni akanalo nisekela lana ukuze akwazi phela ukuza kulo kuhlangana. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to find out as to whether the person who was supposed to be here is not here. Unfortunately, he's bereaved. I understand that. Now, what I want to know is, doesn't he have a deputy? Thank you.
Members, presenting an annual report is a very serious matter. As we insist, like it happened in our last engagement with the department, when the Director General was not here, were to tell the department, together with the minister, to come back . So it is a serious matter, because you are coming here to account on work done and how you shall have used the monies appropriated by this parliament. So it's not a simple matter that of having to say, you know, you're going to tender this or that apology. It's understandable, that of the CEO. Mama, they have the general manager for operation, who is effectively your COO, chief operations officer. He is present here. But that you don't have your DDG that deals with infrastructure is a problem. That you don't have your full complement of your board is a problem. Worse, when you also, of course, you don't plan funerals or death of anybody, but unfortunately, it also gets to be a problem. We're dealing here with a matter that is very, very serious. We've been listening and reading the newspaper in the past few weeks, and they've been talking about you, Lepelle. So if you like, therefore, what we are dealing here is equally a serious matter in that regard. And this is a matter that we are going to get to the bottom of it. We are not going to leave any stone unturned on this specific one. What I would propose we do, members, if we are fine, that we do not entertain this specific session from the Water Board. We allow them to go back and come back to us prepared. The matter, Mr. Singh, about the full complement of the board, it has been bothering me over the past week or two. Well, the communication and the confusion has been coming through your department. It has been bothering me. I don't know whether it was done deliberately or not. They are not the first ones. So when our message was sent through, it was very specific. We just cannot understand why there was such a confusion. Moreover, this is a message that was sent through sometime in December of last year. That is when the draft program was sent through. If there was any confusion, such a confusion would have been clarified a long time ago. Either from the department and some of the water boards, we had to call directly to inquire as to what exactly is expected, who exactly is expected. We had to give that clarity to some of those water boards. The chairperson of the water board has called me in the morning or last week, last night. And then mine was simply to say to him, we have been very clear, we simply want the full complement of the board. We don't know who your board members are. So that's where we are coming from. That we have, in the newspapers in the past few weeks, your Lepelle Northern Water Board hitting the headlines. Ours is to take you through as you are accounting here and getting into the bottom of it all. So that's where we are coming from. So that whatever confusion, or if there is any such, is to be cleared once and for all. That would be my specific recommendation, members, that we simply just do not entertain this specific session. Mrs. Baker?
Thank you, Chair. I understand all that. But I think we must just make sure that we don't have a repeat of this with the other entities as well. Our program for this quarter is already really, really fully packed, and we're already sitting extra days on the Friday. So squeezing all these extra meetings in is really going to be challenging. So if DDG and the department can just make sure that we don't have any further confusions, we actually cannot afford to have this any longer. And it amounts to fruitless and wasteful expenditure again. All the flights and accommodation and of all these people traveling here, and then we don't meet. It's not acceptable, but I support your recommendation, Chair.
Ma'am Kaula noted Mamu Bilankulu and Mr. Mgun. Mr. Makundu.
Ngiyabonga sihlalo. Ngiyabonga nawubona sihlalo ukuthi labantu kufanele bebuyele emuva, babuye sebazi bazozana ngoba njoba sila lokubona nje siphethe izinto esazi ukuthi iyikhalo zabantu. And bawuthathe serious lo mnyango. Okunye okungiphatha kambi, ungazi ukuthi kukhona la bashayelelwa khona ngoba uma ubheka kubona bodwa laba abafika la bazoshangotha nambalana. Even kwayena uminister, ngiyamblame mina esihlalo. Fanele ngabe naye ukhona la ukuze abone ukuthi laba bantu abangaphansi komnyango wakhe awukho umsebenzi awenzayo. Kusho ukuthi kwayena kuqobo nayo uyifeyila. Thina esingafuni ukuba amafeyila thina njengaleli komiti. Bakithi amanzi awekho kubantu. Sicela nibuye nizositshela incazelo nisho ukuthi yini inkinga ezikhona la ezenza abantu amanzi angabemi kubikho. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I really appreciate the fact that you also realize that it is important that these people should go back and come back prepared. But also what I'm suspicious of is that seemingly these people they receive an instruction from somewhere, which then makes it impossible for them to be able to tell us what we want to hear from them. Secondly, we've got an information here or questions that we want to ask, but unfortunately we cannot do that. Also what I'm noticing is that even the minister is not here, or probably also she's the one maybe who is telling them that they shouldn't come here. So I think it is therefore important that they are supposed to come here knowing that we want to ask them questions, they must tell us, because people do not have water. Thank you.
Mama, at the risk of sounding to be defending the minister, let's deal with the issues. The minister does not feature here now. So that we are focused on what we want to do. We are not all over. Mrs. Mahabane. Am I right?
Yes, Chair.
From now onwards.
No, thank you. Chairperson, as much as I understand that we are saying that the board must go back, we'll meet them next time. But I wanted also to check with Mr. Singh as a department that was he aware that the board won't be coming here as complete, or he wasn't aware. And another thing is for you, Chairperson, to ask the department that if they are not going to bring the complete board next time, it means we are not going to meet with them as the portfolio committee. Thank you.
Mr. Makonda?
No, thanks, Chair. I agree with your proposal that without the full complement of the board and the CE not here, surely there will be no accountability here.
But again, they must go back and prepare to come back here. If they are too busy, the department just let us know that they are too busy. We'll subpoena them, send a van of the police to bring them here, because we want accountability. Thanks, Chair.
Mr. Kekani.
Thank you, Chair. I agree with all what colleagues are saying. But in addition, I request that the board start taking the committee serious. We suspended our business for this. Thank you, Chair.
Mangkawala, sorry.
Ngiyabonga sihlalo. Bengizocela mina ukuze bafunde ukuthi mabephuma beza labazi bazokwenzani. Ukuthi zonke lezi zindleko begibela ama flights beyolala emahotela njengoba kwenziwa zonke lezi zinto esilangaphambi kwethu. Ziphi zikhokhwe yibona? Ngoba ekugcineni yizo zonke lezo zezimali eziwesekayo ngale komthetho zabakhokhi bentelo. Why abantu bakithi bengenawo amanzi? Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson. I would like that these people should learn a lesson that whenever they go out, they must know the purpose of going out. Now, for the mere fact that they've incurred some expenditure, which is taxpayers' money, they must therefore pay back that money that has been spent on transport and in the hotels, because people do not have money. Thank you very much.
I think the main important thing that members are saying is think, usually Friday is granted, it's a working day, but our days are on a Wednesday. We don't have time. We are pressured because of a number of other programs that must come into place. Hence, we then had to schedule for Friday, and only to be exposed to such an experience, which is quite unfortunate. There are two issues. There's a direct question to you, Mr. Singh, as to whether you did know of the status of this meeting or not.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honourable Member, for the question. I think the message that the Honourable Mukondo or in his remarks, he spoke about the second email. And the second email was very, very clearly communicated. So in the previous engagements, we had the boards ran water, we had the Amatola, and they did come with the full board, save for one or two members that apologized. So I really think the challenge lay on the side of Lepele, and maybe in light of the CEO's mom's bereavement, maybe the message didn't get communicated clearly. But from our side, we reiterated that the full board should be here. Thank you, Chair.
Mrs. Makhabane's direct question is whether did you know today that we are going to have only one person from the board?
No, I was of the view that we're going to have the full board.
Chairperson, what I wanted to know is whether I did try or make an effort to check whether the full board will be coming today, which means even in future, before they come, they have to check with the board that will be coming for that particular day. The issue is the department never even tried to find out whether the board will be here today or not.
Your point, Mama Kaula, we will still have to come back to it, about the entity having to pay for all the expenditures coming here. That's a decision that we must also take as members. Mr. Hosan?
Chairperson, with all respect, if a notice has been sent out by the department, I don't think the department should be the police to make sure that the full component of boards can be here. We are working with highly paid officials. If they receive a communication, I don't think the police, it's like this portfolio committee. I don't get a call in the morning to find out whether I will attend this meeting today. It's my responsibility to make apologies. One and two is it's not the portfolio committee or the secretary's responsibility to make sure that I attend the meetings, because there was notice, and we understand the first board there was a miscommunication. It was rectified, and we had the following boards. We had full complement of the board members attending. So I don't know whether, you know, otherwise we need them to request them, but I don't think it's normal practice that a department should play police over water boards as an entity on their own to make sure that people are attending. I hear what my colleague is saying, but I just feel it's not the responsibility of the department.
Okay. Can we entertain very, very briefly and also avoid having a long meeting? I guess the issues are very simple and straightforward. We seemingly are agreed, number one, that we are not continuing with our meeting. Number two, there's a very specific proposal from Mama Kaula that those that came before us here from the board, they personally take care of the cost of coming through here and back and accommodation. You want to add on that one, Mama?
Ngibonge sihlalo. Okunye la engifuna ukubheka kahle nje ikusukela lapho. Ukuthi kumthwalo kabani lo ukuthi amabhodi aphelele abantu afana bezela kanjalo nobabhukhelayo kulale emahotela. Nokwenza sure isiqiniseke ukuthi and Mr. Singh angimboni thina kukhona into asiza ngasi leli committee. Why sikhala ngento zabantu abaney'nkinga ngoba yonke into yakhe uma uthi uyamlandela namanje ubuze omunye umbuzo uphendula ngokunye. Sicela sihlalo ngemvume yakho. UMr. Singh akazi ukuthi umele abantu futhi azi ukuthi mayezela kuthina uza kubantu abacabangayo nabasuka emphakathini oney'nkinga. Ngiyabonga.
Chairperson, thank you very much. From the side of the department, just want to find out as to whose responsibility it is to make sure that he makes the bookings for the board members and to make sure that the whole board is complete when coming here. On the issue or on the part of Mr. Singh, I think Mr. Singh is not helping us here because you are asking a question, he's answering something else. You must also think that we are here for the people and we want to assist people with water. Thank you very much.
Now, I want us to conclude on these issues. The issues are very simple. The issues are very straightforward. I repeat, the first part, we are agreed. We are now wanting to address the second part that Mrs. Kaula has raised. Mr. McConnell.
Thanks, Chair. The first part we agree. But the second part, Chair, I do not agree. Because we did not establish whether it was deliberate. Let's hope that it was a miscommunication between the CE and the department. And I suggest that they must not personally bear the cost because we have not established that. It will not be fair of us having not established that and insist that they bear the cost. Thanks.
On the same issue, Mr. Bazan. Thank you, sir.
Chairperson, I second that proposal. They must make a proposal to, when they come back, they must make us a proposal on reasons why they should not pay, and then we can consider that. I also believe it's unfair for us with the limited information to make that decision. And then furthermore, I think we should also get the department to make a recommendation on the request. Just bank it. We don't say no, but let's get a report. I agree with my colleague.
Okay. I tell you that we are fine on that one, Mama Kaula. The point you are raising, Mama Kaula, is not entirely dismissed. However, let us be informed a lot more by the department, working together with the entity. What we are listening to, Mr. Singh and Mr. Chivase, is that this committee means business. Parliament means business. We do not come here to play. We do not come here to waste time. We play an oversight role and responsibility to make sure that you are accountable to Parliament as the executive, the administration, and the entities. You also come here to account on the monies that you shall have received. But most importantly, you come here as you are accounting for us to be satisfied as to whether or not the lives of our ordinary people out there are improving for the better. That's what is very, very important. And the reports that you continue to read about in the media, whether or not today as we speak in Giani, there is water, as we speak today. Given the amount of money spent over the past few years, that's what preoccupies our minds. That's what preoccupies our agenda when we come here. Because that shall be an indicator that says, indeed, the lives of our ordinary people out there are improving for the better. That's what brings us together. And you're not going to hear anyone saying, I'm from this party, I'm from that party. All of us, across party lines. As a result, you don't even hear whether there is anybody from DA or IFP or EFF or ANC. You're not going to hear that. But one thing that you're going to hear is one. Your budget, your programs, did they improve the lives of our people out there for the better? That's the one common message that we're going to hear. So that's what brings us together here as members of Parliament, representing this Parliament in the committee form. I'm at a loss here. We have a few programs to a point where we have to really try by all means to schedule or reschedule a program that entertains your board. Next week, we're having, as part of our program, a drought relief briefing by the department. The country is in crisis as we speak today. There are all sorts of interventions that have been out there, whether from rural development or from water and from agriculture. So we're scheduled that we take that briefing next week on Wednesday. Which comes back to the other point that we've been dealing with over the past 2 weeks, We've also managed to get the minister to come before us on Friday next week. The committee content advisor and also researcher, they've pulled together some ideas with regards to all what has been in the newspapers over the past few weeks. And those are to be circulated to members to prepare for that meeting with the minister next week on Friday. When the minister comes before us to brief us on all these other activities that have been out there in the media space. Where is Sherry? Oh, yeah. Do you have those copies? Have you distributed them? You have distributed them. Sorry? Did we all receive? We did. Mrs. Baker?
Chair, can I just check next week is the 3rd? There's a joint sitting scheduled for next week, Friday. It's the NCOP debate thing.
Gee, would it be possible then to say we meet the minister after that? To see whether we could, or we must go ahead with the meeting and then I think it's important to have a meeting. Or could you advise us consulting and then just let us know on Monday or Tuesday?
Mr. Makonda?
No, Chair, I agree with the last part. Let yourself and your team look at it and then you advise us. But next week, Friday, no, in the afternoon. After the sitting, no.
Okay. We can only hope and trust that Parliament shall indeed give us permission to meet during the joint session. It does happen. Parliament does give those kinds of permissions. So generally what I'm hearing members to be saying is that let's pursue that route. I guess the matters are very important and are very serious. When the executive has to give account of its activities, especially those that have been out there in the public domain negatively impacting. I would imagine those kinds of issues should take precedence. As a result of that, you know, the executive has to clear itself. That's what the issues have been about, by and large. So we have such a program and we have such seriousness that we attach to these issues that we deal with. Once again, they talk about yourselves. And I'm sure you'd appreciate, you know, how serious the issues we are dealing with. So we'd really expect the same seriousness to be displayed by yourselves. So the confusion must never come about. Okay, if there is nothing else, we have covered almost everything, I would imagine. Included there also was to be this very issue of next week on Friday, the minister coming before us to brief us as to exactly what has been going on or what is going on. Members, I think we are done. And thanks for your attention. The meeting's adjourned. We're meeting next week on Wednesday. Right.